each other, even when God knows it is precisely each other that we desperately need. And it is the same thing when we are alone. Let's say it is late evening and everybody else has gone away or gone to bed. The time is ripe for looking back over the day, the week, the year, and trying to figure out where we have come from and where we are going to, for sifting through the things we have done and the things we have left undone for a clue to who we are and who, for better or worse, we are becoming. But again and again we avoid the long thoughts. We turn on the television, maybe. We pick up a newspaper or a book. We find some chore to do that could easily wait for the next day. We cling to the present out of a wariness of the past. We cling to the surface out of fear of what lies beneath the surface. And why not, after all? We get tired. We get confused. We need such escape as we can find. But there is a deeper need yet, I think, and that is the need, not all the time, surely, but from time to time, to enter that still room within us, all where the past lives on as part of the present, where the dead are alive again, where we are most alive ourselves to the long journeys of our lives, with all their twistings and turnings, and to where our journeys have brought us. The name of the room is Remember. The room where with patience, with charity, with quietness of heart, we remember consciously to remember the lives we have lived. So much has happened to us all over the years. So much has happened within us and through us. We are to take time to remember what we can about it and what we dare. That's what entering the room means, I think. It means taking time to remember on purpose. It means not picking up a book for once or turning on the radio, but letting the mind journey gravely, deliberately, back through the years that have gone by but are not gone. It means a deeper, slower kind of remembering. It means remembering as a searching and finding. The room is there for all of us to enter if we choose to, and the process of entering it is not unlike the process of praying. Because praying, too, is a slow, grave journey, a search to find the truth of our own lives at their deepest and dearest, a search to understand, to hear, and be heard. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen, goes the old spiritual, and, of course, nobody knows the trouble we have any of us seen, the hurt, the sadness, the bad mistakes, the crippling losses, but we know it. We are to remember it, and the happiness we have seen, too. The precious times, the precious people, the moments in our lives when we were better than we know how to be. Nobody knows that either, but we know it. We are to remember it. And then, if my dream was really a true dream, we will find, beyond any feelings of joy or regret that one by one the memories give rise to, a profound and undergirding peace, a sense that, in some unfathomable way, all is well. We have survived, you and I. Maybe that is at the heart of our remembering. After 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, or 80, we have made it to this year, this day. We needn't have made it. There are times we never thought we would, and nearly didn't. There were times we almost hoped we wouldn't. We're ready to give the whole thing up. Each must speak for himself, for herself. But I can say for myself that I have seen sorrow and pain enough to turn the heart to stone. Who hasn't? Many times I have chosen the wrong road, or the right road for the wrong reason. Many times I have loved the people I love too much, for either their good or mine. And others I might have loved, I have missed loving and lost. I have followed too much the devices and desires of my own heart, as the old prayer goes. Yet often when my heart called out to me to be brave, to be kind, to be honest, I have not followed at all. To remember my life is to remember countless times when I might have given up, gone under, when, humanly speaking, I might have gotten lost beyond the power of any to find me. But I didn't. I have not given up. And each of you, with all the memories you have and the tales you could tell, you also have not given up. You also are survivors and are here. And what does that tell us, our surviving? It tells us that, weak as we are, a strength beyond our strength has pulled us through, at least this far, at least to this day.